This evening's shiur is part of the Kingsway Jewish Center's Beis Medrash program, the Eliyahu and Sarah Abelevitz Beis Medrash program. Eliyahu and Leah Abelevitz Beis Medrash program. And we are grateful to the Abelevitz family for sponsoring this opportunity of Talmud Torah. Le'iloi Nishmas, their parents, Eliyahu ben Abba, and Leah bas Avraham. Their neshamas should continue to have an aliyah in zchus of all the Talmud Torah that is that goes on in their name, not only tonight, but on many nights here at Kingsway. The Beis Medrash program meets on Monday and Thursday evenings. On Monday evenings, it's open Beis Medrash for learning b'chavrusa. We have three young men from YU who are available to learn b'chavrusa or b'chabura, and it began this past Monday night. On Thursday evenings, there will be shiurim on Maseches Kiddushin, given by the Magidim from YU. And then from time to time, Rav Simon, the Rosh Hashiva YU, who is joining us this evening, will also be giving a special shiurim. This shiur is not on Maseches Kiddushin, but rather, as we are about to go into the Yamim Noraim, it is on the topic of Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. And it is our great zechus and honor and joy and privilege to have Rav Simon with us this evening. And so, without further ado, Rav Simon.
Thank you. I would like to thank Rabbi Tokeya, which is the Baruch Asra, who invited me this evening to share Divrei Torah Binyana Dioma, and the Abelevitz family, which is them and all the participants this evening. The topic of this evening's shiur is Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachos. That we know that on Rosh Hashanah we blow the shofar besides blowing the shofar before Musaf, which to us is known as the Tkiyos de Miyushav, where parenthetically the Baal HaMor says that that's not the case, that the 30 kolos that we blow before Musaf, the Baal HaMor said, was a later invention. It was made for the cholim and the zkenim, who couldn't stay in shul so long, and therefore they instituted a tkiyas before Musaf. So the Baal HaMor says that's not called the tkiyas de Miyushav, because the tkiyas de Miyushav were already instituted in the time of the Gemara, and this, the Baal HaMor says, was later, post the time of the Gemara. And he says, so what's tkiyas de Miyushav? So we assume tkiyas de Miyushav are those before Musaf, and then the ones that are in the Shmoneh Esrei at Kiyos de Mu'umad. The Shmoneh Esrei is Mu'umad, standing up during Shmoneh Esrei. So the Baal HaMor says, no, the ones that are before Shmoneh Esrei, those were for the Zakenim, that was a later Takana. The Kiyos de Miyushav are the ones that are done during Shmoneh Esrei. So why are they called Kiyos de Miyushav? They usually stand for Shmoneh Esrei. So he says, no, they're done during Chazaras Hashatz. And during Chazaras Hashatz, the Tzibur could be sitting. Even though it became somewhat of a popular minhag that people like to stand during Chazaras Hashatz, but the Baal HaMor said, no, the minhag is to sit during Chazaras Hashatz. So during Chazaras Hashatz, that the Tchias the Miyushav. And then the Tchias the Mu'umad were the ones after Musaf, when people were standing up, getting ready to leave, you know, people stand up, getting ready to leave, they used to blow shofar again, and that was the Tkiyas de Mu'umad. So whatever the case may be, we know there is a concept of reciting the psukim of Malchia Zichronos and Shofros in Musaf, and to blow the shofar together with these psukim. And then we know there are different minhagim. Some people only blow in the Chazaras Hashatz, and some communities also blow in the silent Shmoneh Esrei. What's the minhag of this shul? He blows in the silent Shmoneh Esrei. Oh, okay. So I have to gear the shear to show why that minhag is a good minhag to have, to blow in the silent Shmoneh Esrei. So it's good you told me. Or else I can give another shear explaining why the other minhag is. So I'll try to explain both minhagim. Okay. The Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Leimor, Bechodesh Hashvi, Bechad Lechodesh, Yeh Lechem Shabbosun, Zichron Shrua Mikra Kodesh. So the Torah says it's a Zichron Shrua Mikra Kodesh. Now Zichron Shrua seemingly implies that it's only a Zichron. It's not the Shrua itself. In Parshas Pinchas, it says Yom Trua. In Parshas Emor, it says Zichron Trua. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that what? That Kan Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos Bechol, Kan Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Then Rosh Hashanah falls out on what? On a weekday? Then it's a Yom Trua. We actually blow the shofar. When Rosh Hashanah falls out, what? On Shabbos, it's only what? Zichron Shua. And that's, as you know, is our practice in the Shemoneh Esrei, that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we recite the word Zichron Shua. In the Yom Zichron Shua, right? But when it falls out on the weekday, We say Yom Trua. However, if you look in the Bavli, the Bavli really rejects this, because the Bavli says, the Mishnah says, that in the Beis HaMikdash they would blow shofar on Shabbos also. So if the Bavli says that if the din of not blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos is from the Psukim, that's a Din D'Oraisa, so then what? So then why should there be exception in the Mikdash? Right? Because in the Mikdash we make exceptions for Dinim D'Rabbanan, of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. But we don't make exceptions for Dinim D'Oraisa. So in the Bavli, it says, no, the reason why we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos has nothing to do with Zichron Shua, but it's a Gzeir D'Rabbah that you might come to carry the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Okay, now let's take a look in Rashi Ala Torah, how Rashi explains the phrase Zichron Shua. Rashi Chav Gimel Chav Dalet here, Zichron Shua, Psukei Zichronos, Psukei Shofros, Liskor Lahem Makedas Yitzchak. So Zichron Shua means that we recite the Psukim of Zichronos, Shofros, and presumably also Malchus. That's what Zichron Shua means. It's not the Shua itself, it's the Zichron Shua, it's the Zichronos, it's the Psukim that are recited. Now, if that is the pshat in the pasuk of Zichron Shrua, then it should come out what? That the obligation of the recitation of the psukim of Malchia, Zichronos, and Shofros on Rosh Hashanah is what? D'Oraisa. D'Oraisa. Right? That's what it should come out. If that's what the pasuk, the raisa means, that's what the pasuk is saying. So that's what it should be, right? Okay. So is that a problem? Is that a problem? So the Ramban says it's a very big problem. Thank you. The Ramban says, why is it a big problem? So the Ramban quotes the famous Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, page 15 in the packet. If you look at the arrow on the left side, the last arrow on the left side of page 15 in the packet, you'll see the following. Mitzvah b'tokim yosem m'mharvorchim, that the tkiyah shofar is more important than the brachos. Ketzat, what's the case? Shtei ayaros. You have two cities, two different shuls. Neither of the shuls are totally functional. Why is that? One shul advertises that we blow shofar here. We have a shofar blower here. But we can't guarantee you anything more than that. In other words, they didn't have machzorim back there. So if you wanted to hear, one person would have to read and know the Shmon Esrei Baal Peh, could read it for the others. So we offer tekiyas, but that's it. Uva'achas mevarchim. And the other says, we don't offer shofar here, but we offer brachas. So who do you go to? Which shul should you... neither shul is the best situation. If you can find a third shul, that would be good. But the third shul doesn't exist in that locale. So ba'achas tokin v'achas mevarchim, holchem l'mokim shetokin v'ein holchem l'mokim shemevarchim. So you go to the place that offers shofar, and not to the place that offers what? The brachas. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Hadaraisa, Hadarabonin, of course. The Raisas take precedence to the Rabbanon. So the Shmon Esrei, that's only what? The Rabbanon. Shofar is what? The Raisa. So choose the Raisa of the Rabbanon. That's Aleph Beis. You don't need a whole Gemara here to tell us that. So the Gemara says, you're right. That case is Aleph Beis. You don't need anyone to tell you that. Lotzricha the afal gav the havadai v'hasafik. In other words, the shul that offers the brachas the mevarchim, they're vadai. We're giving you brachas. The other shul says, you know what? We may get a shofar here for Rosh Hashanah, so it's a safik. So the other shul is a vadai, the vadai brachas. The other shul is a safik. So how do you deal? What do you say? Should you take the vadeh? I guess the more conservative approach and say, vadeh, I'm going to get this. The other thing, I might come home with nothing. What do you say? But potentially, I could get the raisa of shofar. So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that it's better to go to the shul that is a safek derabbanon, the daraisa. That shul is precedence over the shul that has the vadei derabbanan. The safek deraisa shul comes first before the vadei derabbanan. That's the adkan the gemara. So it comes out that it's clear from the gemara that the malchus zichronus and shofros are what? The Rabbanan, right? Because they say the shul that's offering the shofar, that's the Daraisa, and even the Sufik. The shul that offers what? The brachas, that's only what? The Rabbanan. And it's better to go to even a suffek daraisa is better than a vadai derabonim. So as we're going to see shortly, so the Ramban points out a Rashi. How can Rashi say pshat in the Torah of Zichron Trua, of the Malchi of Zichron and Son Shofros, is the what? Is the pshat in the pasuk? That would imply, like you said, what? That it's daraisa, but the Gemara says beferish that the makom shemavorchim is only what? The rabbanon. So let's see the Ramban inside on page 2. The Ramban says, first he quotes Rashi, Zichron Trua, by the first arrow, Psuki, Zichronos, Shofers, etc. Then the second arrow says, Aval kol ze asmachta midivrayim. This whole thing is only an asmachta, it's only a derabanan. It's not the real pshat in the pasuk. And ostensibly, Rashi should be giving us the real pshat in the pasuk, not some derabanan. Rashi should be telling us what's the pshat. And he says, I'm a kol zasmach b'divrei, u'mifurash omru. And what's his proof? Because holchim l'mokim shetokin, vein holchim l'mokim shemavokim. Gemara says, pshita, hadaraisa hadarabonim, lo tzrich afnogav d'havadei v'asofik. So you see from that Gemara clearly that brachas are what? Only d'rabonim. So what does it mean, says the Ramban, zichron trua? In other words, Rashi says zichron trua means the psukim. So Ramban says, so what does zichron trua mean? So he says, no, you got it all wrong. Al zichron trua kamo yom trua yalachem. Zichron trua doesn't mean to say psukim. Zichron trua also means to blow shofar. So why is it called zichron trua? Yomar shenariya b'yom zev yelanu lezikara lefnei Hashem. Then zichron trua just means you should blow shofar so Hashem should remember us. It's also like Yom Teruah. It just adds in the fact that if when you blow shofar, Hashem will remember. But Zichron Teruah is what? Is blowing the shofar. And Yom Teruah also. But not like Rashi says that Zichron Teruah is the psukim, Yom Teruah is the shofar. And one of the biggest rayas to the Ramban, this in the Sefer Zichron Shmuel points this out, is that according to Rashi, if Zichron Trua is what? Is the Psukim, so what's the, where's the mitzvah of Shofar? Where is it? From Yom Trua. Now where is that Pasuk of Yom Trua? Well, Pinchas. So the problem is, the Sefer Zichron Shmuel points out, mitzvahs of the Yomim Tovim, where are they mentioned? Emor. All the mitzvahs are mentioned in Emor. Of Sukkah, Lulav, and all that, right? Pinchas is for Karbonos. So according to Rashi, it comes out that the Iker mitzvah of Shofar is where? In Pinchas. Which is against everything. Because all the mitzvahs of the Iker mitzvahs are where? In Emor. According to Ramban, it's very good. Because according to Ramban, Zichron Trua means what? Means shofar. And that's where it should be. So in the Sefer Zichron Trua, he tries to answer, maybe this mitzvah of shofar, and like according to the Rav Sadia Gaon, is to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe the Iker Mokom is in his palace, in the Mikdash, and therefore that's why it's written over there. But the simple pshat is that an emor is where the bracha, the ikar mitzvahs of the Yomim Tovim are. And Pinchas is just for korbanos. But l'chora, okay, so that's stam a question from the Chumash. Okay, the Chumash, you know, we deal with the Chumash. But the question is, Rashi knew Chumash, he knew Gemara, so he knew, you know, but here, the Ramban is sort of saying that Rashi is against a Beferish of Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph, when Rashi is explaining that Zichron Trua is what? Is the psukim. That means that chlor applies to psukim adoraisa. But the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Aleph what? Holkim l'mokom shetokin, because that's the raisa, and not to l'mokom shemavarkim, because that's the rabbanim. So that's against this Rashi, Allah Torah. That was the Ramban's kasha, a Rashi. So we have to be miyashev Rashi before we leave here tonight, right? We can't leave here tonight having Rashi being difficult, right? But I'll tell you, Rav Osei, what's fascinating to me is I'm going to show you another Rashi, and I'm going to show you how Tosis, I don't want to use the word accuses, but Tosis has the same taina that Rashi, so to speak, is missed out on this Gemara, like the Ramban had the taina on Rashi al Chumash. I'm going to show you a Rashi in the Gemara which seemingly what? Also contradicts this Gemara as well. The same Gemara! That same Gemara! Which, of course, Rashi knew better than all of us. And seemingly what? Is totally oblivious to that Gemara. So let me show you this. If you'll take a look. Later in the packet, where the Gemara here in Rosh Hashanah, let's see what page it is. It's the Gemara that says that the kiyas and the brachas are ma'akvim zuazu. Let's see what page that is. Kiyas and brachas are ma'akvin zuazu, meaning like this. What? Before we find, let me. What's the din? Here, it's on page 13. It's a Gemara on page 13 here. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. You see where it says Tanu Rabbanan, the last word on the line? Page 13, Tanu Rabbanan, where the bracket is? Yeah? Tanu Rabbanan, Tekiyas Ein Ma'akva Zuzu, Brochus Ein Ma'akva Zuzu, Tekiyas U Brochus, Shal Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur Ma'akvas. So what does that mean? Says Rashi. Tekiyas U Brochus Da'alma Kigon Taniyos, there was. They used to, we don't have this today, but they used to have the Tanis Tzibur, they would have a long Shemoneh Esrei, just like we have in Rosh Hashanah, we have a long Shemoneh Esrei, Malchus, so they would have a long Shemoneh Esrei with many brachas on the Tanios, you know, for rain or things like that. They would have a long Shemoneh, they would blow shofar also. So by the Tanios, so even though you don't have the shofar, you could still say this long Shemoneh Esrei. But on Rosh Hashanah, it's ma'akiv. In birich v'lotaka. Meaning, if you're saying the brachas, and what? And you don't have a shofar, you can't do that. You can't say those extra brachas without having a shofar. The tekiyas are ma'akiv the brachas. If you don't have the tekiyas, you can't say the brachas. That's how Rashi interprets. So comes Tosis. The Tosis is actually on the next page. And what is Tosis going to ask on Rashi? What? The same card, namely what? He's against the Gemara and Lamed Dalet. Because the Gemara Lamed Dalet says one Kehila was Tokeya. One Kehila was what? Mevarech. So you got to know which one to go to. But according to Rashi, you're not allowed to what? You're not allowed to mevarech without a shofar. So how is this kehila mevarech? Rashi says, that's how Rashi interprets ma'akva zuazu. So how could the Gemara say that you have one kehila that's mevarech and not tokeya, But if you're not okay, you can't be mevorech, because the ma'akev zuazu. So Tosfos says, so therefore, it must be that Gemara that says the ma'akev zuazu means something totally different. And I'll tell you in a second what he means. But let's take a look at the Tosfos inside here on page 14. See where the second arrow is? The second arrow. In Tomar Ahanach the Yeshiva Hechinofik, etc. Then he quotes Rashi in the next line. The Birch Velotokal Birch Malchias is Sophonos. E.F. Shalomar came. He can't say why. Tatanya Lakaman, Shteir Yoros, Machas Tokin, Vachas Mavachim. Shehu Holech, Holech Lamachim Shatokin, they Holech Lamachim Shemavachim. So the same Gemara that the Ramban asked on Rashi al Torah, Tosfos is asking on Rashi on the Gemara. It's a Pella. That same Gemara. What does Rashi have something against that Gemara? The same Gemara, simple Gemara. So Tosfos just has to explain. So what's pshat that it means that the Tekiyas Ma'akev, the Tekiyas and Brachas and Ma'akev? No, it does. So Tosfos says, we'll say in a second, that Tekiyas and Brachas Ma'akev doesn't mean that if you don't have Tekiyas, you can't say the Brachas. But it means like this, that Tekiyas and Ma'akev each other, meaning, say I only know how to blow Tekiyah, and I don't know how to blow Shvarim Trua, but so that you can't blow Shofar. In other words, if you know how to blow a Tekiyah, a Shvarim, a Trua, a Tekiyah, then you can blow. But if you only can blow a Tekiyah, then it's Ma'akev. You can't just say, okay, at least I'll blow Tekiyahs. They Ma'akev each other, Kolos and Ma'akev each other. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that Tekiyahs and Brachas and Ma'akev each other, but it means what? That the Tekiyahs and Ma'akev itself, and furthermore, the Brachas means, if I know to say the whole Shemot Esrei, the Malchias, the Chronos, and Shofras, then I can say it. But say I don't consider it, but I know Malchias Malpeh, or Shofras Malpeh, but I don't know Zichronos. So you can't do that. Either you daven everything, all the Brachas, or you daven nothing. And that's what it means. But not to say that if you can daven a full Shemot Esrei, but you don't have Shofar, that's a problem. It's not a problem. Haraya, the Gemara says Beferish, that what? Holkim L'mokom Tolkim ain't Holkim L'mokom Shemavakim, but the Mokom Shemavakim, they were Mavakim, the whole Shemon Esrei, even though what? There was no Shofar. So that's what Tosfos says. Take a look. So he says, Perish, Beirich Balchi is the throne of the Shofars, E.F. Shalomar King, yeah? So then he says, Ela Tekiyas Ubrachas Ma'akva Zuazu, Hainu Shat Tekiyas Ma'akva Zuazu, Vahabrachas Ma'akva Zuazu, Kshemavach Malchi Zichronos the Shofas, Yvach Shloshtan, Olo Yvach Klal, Vahain Im Tekiyas Shvar and Truas, Imboki Bishloshtan, Yitka, Vimlav, Lo Yitka. So Mimela, Tosfos is very good with the Gemara. You know, because Tosfos has a different pshat, and what does it mean? So basically, our task now is to give pshat and Rashi, right? Because l'chora, there's two Rashis. Rashi on Chumash says Zichron Trua means the Psukim. That would imply that Psukim is Doraisa, but it's against the Gemara that says Mavarkim is only what? The Rabban. And then the other Rashi that says that the Tekiyas on Ma'akev the Brachas, that you can't be Mavarech v'lo tokeya, is against that same Gemara that says V'achas Mavarchim. And so those are the two questions that we have to give an answer to. Once we understand the answer to this question, then we'll understand the question of whether we should blow during the Shtilah, during the silent Shemot Esrei or not. That'll be the okay. So there's a Sefer Knaf Renana, which you'll see here in the back. One of the Achronim. He was a Rav in Czechoslovakia. So he has a, I think, an insight, a sharp insight to this whole thing that sheds light, because L'chor Rashi's in dire straits here. Right? So he's going to answer everything, and then going to show us how all this is going to relate to what? The question of blowing in the Shtilah Shemot Esrei. But the key to this understanding is to see the words of the Rosh on page 22 here in the packet. And once you see the Rosh, hopefully it'll answer everything, and then we'll tie it into everything. The Rosh quotes a minhag of the yeshivas in Bava, which he himself is a little critical of the minhag, but it was the minhag. You know, you can't argue with a minhag. Minhag is, Shach always quotes the words brought down, minhag is osios gehenim. In other words, you change minhagim, right? There's always discussions in the postgame about changing minhagim, and something chas v'sholem not so good happened, and they were told it on changing minhagim. So minhag is not something where we just machavek lightly, right? So he quotes a minhag, and this is what the minhag was. The minhag in the yeshivas in Bavel is not the minhag we follow today, but the minhag was that the concept of saying Malchiyah, Zichronos, and Shofros and Musaf of Rosh Hashanah was only said in the Chazaras Hashatz. That the Yechidim, when the Shtilah Shmona Esrei, only said a 7 bracha, like we do by Shacharis and Mincha. 7 brachas, 3, 1, 3. Right? Melech HaKol Arts, Mekadosh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron. And then the 3, the regular 3 from the weekday, and the other 3 from the weekday, and the middle one is Melech HaKol Arts, Mekadosh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron. And that's it. And the concept of Malchiyah, Zichronos, and Shofros, when we say the 3 in the middle, 3, 3, 3, that we say, that was only said by the Shliach Tzibur. Look inside. He says, "Echein kosav ritz geis shenogu b'shtei yeshivas urukulu bavel shemispalim atzibur rak sheva brachas v'shatz yored v'omer teisha." And then, if you'll see the next arrow, he says, "V'lo hivanti hadvarim halalu." He says he doesn't understand it. If there's a chiyuv to say it, then the yechidim should also say it. But that was the minhag. Okay? That was the minhag in Bava. Okay. Now, based on this rush, I'll tell you over how this answers everything. Ready? Azor. And this is from the Sefer Knaf Ronona. You can see on the next page, but I'll say it outside first, and then we can strain our eyes maybe to see what it says in that sefer. Okay, listen carefully. Says the Knaf Ronona is like this. When we say that Rashi says that Zichron Trua is the brachas, is the raisa, that's the Malchiyah, Zichronos, and Shofros. That's the Raisa. To say those psukim, which we say when we say Shemon Esrei of Noi. But the Yechidim didn't do that, according to the Rosh, right? So says the Knaf Ronona, you got the wrong Rashi learned a different pshat in that Gemara on Lama Dalet, that one city was what? Tokeya. And one city was Navarre. The city was Tokeya, it was Tokeya, or Suffolk Tokeya. The other city that was Mavarech, it never says that they were Mavarech the 9 brachas. It could be that someone there knew how to what? The 7 brachas. Oh, so now everything is great. What was the first kasha? And the 7 brachas is clearly what? Only the Rabbana, because you don't say Malchiyah, Zichronos, and Shofros when you say that. Rashi in Chumash says Zichron Trua is the right to say Malchiyah, Zichronos, and Shofros. That's what That's the nine brachas. That Gemara that says it's only the Rabbanon wasn't talking about nine brachas. It was only talking about what? The seven brachas. What was the other kasha? The other kasha was what? That Rashi says that you can't say the Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofras if you don't have a shofar. But that Gemara says they did. The answer is no. The Gemara never said that. The Gemara says they said Mavrachim, not the seven brachas. So the seven brachas you can mevarek even what? Without a shofar. Oh. So now Rashi's good. We mamish save Rashi. Oh. But now we're going to tie it in to the whole discussion of blowing in the Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei or not. He says, look, in the time of the Minog of Yeshivas Bavel, when all they said was what? Was seven brachas in the silent Shmoneh Esrei. So obviously, clearly what? They weren't Tokeya. Because there's no, when are you going to be Tokeya? The only Tokeya when there's the none of the brachas, but you need the Malchus, Zichronus, you need the nine. So they weren't okay. But Bezman Hazeh, everyone agrees, the minhag is no longer like the yeshivas in Bavel. I don't know the whole world, but my assumption is that most places, if not every place in the world, in the silent Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf, people are saying what? The nine brachas. So says the Knaf Arnona, according to Rashi, once now the minhag changed to say the nine brachas in the silent Shmoneh Esrei. So now there's a chiyuv to blow in the silent Shmoneh Esrei, according to Shitas Rashi. Because if you don't blow, Rashi Shita is that the chiyuv is the of the brachas. And you can't make the brachas. Ah, the Gemara said not. The Gemara there wasn't talking about nine. The Gemara there was only talking about what? Only talking about seven. So today, that we say nine, so there's what? Then there's a chiv to what? To blow shofar. And that's the minug of... So it's not only a good thing, but it's mamish what? It's a shail of a brachal of atala. That if you're going to say a shon esrei of nine brachas, and you're not going to blow shofar, so it could be what? That the nine brachas are a brachal of atala. Now, the other kehilos that don't do that, that only say it in the Chazaras Hashatz, they can hold like what? Like Tosis. Tosis Shita is the what? That you could say the nine brachas even what? Without the shofar. And the Gemara never said that they makev. The only makev is that you have to say all nine. Or you have to blow all the things. And with that, you understand Rashi. And we understand the two minhagim of whether we should blow in the silent Shmoneh Esrei or what, or we should not blow in the silent Shmoneh Esrei. So take a look inside. You just see that inside in the sefer on page 23. Take a look on the left side, on the first arrow, Uve Emes, the paragraph that begins with Emes. Uve'emes nira the das Rashi kiminah yeshivas bava. That shitas Rashi is like the minhag of yeshivas bava, that you only say seven in the Shmoneh Shmoneh Esrei. Shevi hatur the tov kuf tzari alf the belachus kvalim atzibur sheva v'chakech shliach tzibur yorei lefnei hateva mispal teisha. Rosh so Rosh Shana tomal zeh. About Dover Kosher, the Soviet Kiyas Ma'akim is a brachas. The Sovereign came in, the Kiyas I'll say the brachas from every year, etc. Skip a little bit. In Kena, Rufiza had the Shteya Yoros, Vachas Tokim, Vachas Mavarkim, Ratzalomer what? Shemavarkim? Sheva. Okay, Komer, the brachas, the Rabbanon, because they're not Malchia Zichronos and Shovros. Etc. So that's what Rashi says. And then on the next page, where the arrow is, page 24, he says, V'nireh, the tam min hagenu is called balachash. And what's the minhag to blow in the silent Shemona Esrei? Avshe kosem mogad Avraham, that you shouldn't do that lechatchila. He says, Mikol mokom came into anu mispalim balachash teisha. Since we do teisha, ulfi minhag yeshivas, they mispalim rak zayin, havi brach levatala. Because according to the yeshivas, if you don't blow, and in the yeshivas they didn't blow, so that's why they did seven. But today, that we do say nine, so then we're mechuyev to blow. So the theme of the yeshivas, they must follow the Zion of a bracha levatola, avol shetokim balachash lo havi bracha levatola rachachat. In other words, what's the worst thing? If you blow, maybe it's some type of hefsek. But then, according to Shitas Rashi, if you're not going to blow, it's a shayla of what? A bracha levatola. So memeila mutov lichnos v'chashash hefsek v'chashash bracha levatola. It's better to have a chashash hefsek than a chashash bracha levatola. And memeila, that's how he's miyashiv. Oh. Now it's interesting to note that the oruch, there are two Makoros, old Makoros, that talk about blowing in the silent Shemot Esrei. One is in the Aruch, and one is in the Arizal. So take a look in the Aruch on page 19. Kosis quotes it. Just to understand what, if you never saw the Aruch inside, the Aruch is one of the Rishonim. Abdosin Bala Aruch. And basically, what the Aruch did was he wrote a dictionary. He wrote a dictionary. And in his dictionary, you know, he explains things, but there are a lot of chidushim. So that's why very Tosus will often quote the Aruch. So the Aruch, on page 19 here, look in the fourth column, with those two arrows there. It says, Mikan anu lemeidim d'bein and lamed ba'amida, kimo shloshim yeshiva. He said, Lamed b'diyasvi, second arrow, 30 wad b'tchis d'miyushov, which he understood meant before Musaf, the Lamed b'lachash, and 30 b'lachash, the Lamed al-Haseder, and 30 in the Chazar Sashatz, and then you have 10 more, and you have the 100 kolos, k'neged aim Sisra. And in the next page, in the Pri'etz Chaim, of the Rav Chaim Vital from the Arizal, he tells you even more. He tells you that you should have special kavanas, besides the kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah, but in other words, there's the miyushav, there's lachash, there's mu'uman, and there's the afterwards. So he says, in each of these four things, you should have special kavanas. What is it? He says like this. He says, Shloshim kol, second line, Shloshim kol is the miyushav dechavim, Meishayin to midim dechavim levatel yetzahara shal avodah zarah. The first 30, you should have in mind to what? To mevatel yetzahara shal avodah zarah. Lamed kol is b'musaf b'lachash, right? Dechavim what? Levatel yetzahara shal giloy arayas. V'nirali dechazaras musaf Levatel Yetzahara the Shvichas Domim, and the Yud Kolos Achronim Achar Tfila Mikadosh Tistrabel Levatel Yetzahara Shaloshin Hara. And that's the Arizal. But clearly he had this notion. Let me end with an interesting observation that is in the Sefer of the Maran Brisk, from Mordechai Brisk, old Hungarian Rav. And the Chasam Sofer as well makes this same observation. And that is that the word shofar in the Torah, as we just discussed, Yom Trua, Zichron Trua. But the word shofar never appears in the context of Rosh Hashanah. Right? The two psukim, a yom tshuva, zichron tshuva. But shofar, it doesn't say shofar. The word shofar only appears where? In Behar, when it's talking about blowing the shofar on Yom Kippur, shel yovel, in the Jubilee year, on Yom Kippur, to let the slaves go free, it says what? It says shofar. So that's very interesting. Why was it that such a basic... And the Gemara learns out from there to Rosh Hashanah. Which is interesting, that such a basic... You know, the mitzvah, so basic. Shofar. That word. You would think, what? Should appear over there. And furthermore, I saw something very interesting from the Chasam Sofer that I never... By Aseres HaDibros, yeah. But by the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't say it, right? In other words, in terms of a mitzvah, it only says it, Vavartim Shofar Trua B'chol, what? B'yovel. Yeah. And what's also interesting, and this is something we could discuss now, but you can think on yourself, I saw a very interesting observation. I never thought about this thing about the shofar. So this is an old idea that in the drushes of the Maran Brisk, he says, and what's his answer, the Maran Brisk, or Mordechai Brisk? He says, the answer is that Chazal wanted us to realize that when we're blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that's also liberation. Because, you know, a person thinks that he's free if he can do this and he can do that. He's not free. He's just a slave to his Yetzirah. He's just a slave. But we mekabel ol malchus shamayim. We become what? The ultimate free people. That's what Rav Shechter always points out, the pasuk in Tehillim. Ani avdecha ben amasecha pitachta lemoseirai. That he's saying, I'm an Eved Hashem, and therefore my shackles go off. I thought an Eved has shackles on him. But that's the, as Rav Shechter pointed out, that's this notion of Eved Hashem is the ultimate freedom, because when you're meshuba to an addiction, you're meshuba to a taiva, that's avdus. That's not cheres, that's avdus. When you mekabel ol malchus shamayim, that's cheres. Oh, Rav Shechter. Yeah, that's how Rav Shechter explained. Oh. But the Chasam Sofer points out something that I never thought of before. Now, how do we daven? So we, when the shofar, what's the bracha we make on the shofar? Shmoa, kol shofar. So we use the word shofar. We use the word shofar. And that's the Chorab Pashas when we're doing the Doraisa in the beginning. But we're using the word shofar, that's not in the Chumash. Right? Now, when we say shofars, when we say the chasima in the Shemon Esrei for shofars, no? And what does it say? Shomea, kol, truas. No, we don't say the shofar. Shomea, kol, truas, amo Yisrael, barachanim. Right? You have it there? You can read it even better than I. We don't use the word shofar. Right? Right in the chasima, for shofros, there we use the lashon of the chumash of trua. Right, the chumash only speaks about yom trua, zichron trua. Doesn't speak about shofar. Right, you have it. Okay, you'll find it. It's there. Shemaya kol truas amu Yisrael barachamim. So that's something to think about. So the Chasam Sofer says a pshat. Maybe you could think of other pshatim. The Chasam Sofer says the pshat that dafka by the when we're doing the mitzvah daraisa, so we have to realize that, you know, that we have to follow the drabonans, and when we're doing the drabonans, so we shouldn't forget about the daraisa, something like that. So dafka. Each one, we mention the other one, but Sam, that's an interesting thing that the word shofar was mentioned by the brachas of the mitzvah of the deraisa, where shofar is the torah shabal peh, of the Doraisa, because the Torah Shemachsava never says shofar. It has to, I mean, it says it by Yom Kippur Shal Yom. We have to learn that from there. But that, Rabosai, I think is an important yisod that was mentioned before, that shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the Torah wants us to remember the shofar of Yovel. And that everyone has different things that keep him to be an Eved, not a Ben Chorin. And when we start the new year, we want to rid ourselves of these hindrances. We want to rid ourselves of these blockades. And then we should be Avdei Hashem, and that will lead to the true Simcha Sachaim. The true Simcha Sachaim of being an Eved Hashem, of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll see, not only will that be make Hashem happy, but it'll make us as human beings happy as well, to be rid of all these types of taivas and addictions and jealousies and all these things that hold us back from being happy people. And Rosh Hashanah, when we hear that shofar, and we mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether in the silent Shemon Esrei, and in the Chazaras HaShatz, and the Miyushav, whatever it is, we should have that in mind, that we're Yotzi the Mitzvah, and we're reaching these high levels. And Bez Hashem, I wish everyone a Ksiv V'Chasim Tova, a year of good health, happiness, Cheres HaNefesh, Cheres HaGuf, Lanu L'chol Beis Yisrael.
Correct. Nevertheless, if I'm saying seven, I'm still saying one of the nine brachas. I'm still saying men of Hakolos Mekadosh Yisrael. So I'm not saying nine, but the seventh, the middle bracha, the seventh bracha, is that?
No, because everyone, we do that by Shachris and by Mincha, and no one says you're supposed to blow shofar by Shachris and Mincha. So that. That really is the Kedusha Sayom. We just add Melech along, but it's really the Mikadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. It's just that since we're saying that, we add Melech also. But it's so that everyone would agree, even Rashi would agree, that you don't have to blow shofar as we don't in Shacharis and Mincha.
Okay, we're going to daven Maariv in just a couple of minutes. Monday night, again, everybody's invited back for an open-based Medrash. This coming